It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Great. It's time to give you the love that you have in your heart. Hey guys, welcome to Connecting Caregivers. Woohoo! On the TAN Talk Network, where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. And my best friend, co-host and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hi.
And a very good friend of mine, Catherine Morrow. Morrow, what is it now?
We can just keep it as that, because okay. That will be another whole show.
Okay, we'll do that another time. And I call Catherine an angelic healer. We've known each other for a long time, and I think she'll have some good information to give our caregivers here today. So thanks for tuning in. I'm so glad you're with us today. I know your time is really valuable. Lynn and I did the Alzheimer's walk this morning that we've been telling you about every week. Yes, it was. Well, we were very lucky. We didn't walk, actually. We worked on the Wall of Fame.
The memory wall.
The memory wall, where people could put the name of their loved one, either deceased or alive, and put it on the wall. Because we didn't want to, like, come to the show all stinky. You know, that wouldn't be such a good thing. So
I put Jack on the wall.
Yeah, you did. She put her husband on the wall. I put my mom on the wall.
Did you?
Yeah. So I think everybody could have somebody to put on the wall.
And then next week we'll be putting flags up for them.
Yeah. Now, what did they say there this morning? They said something about if they get X amount of money, that they feel they can find a cure by 2025?
Yes. Oh, my God. For Alzheimer's. That's unbelievable.
Well, that's like I said to you. That gives us hope.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll come soon enough, Lenny Lou.
I don't know. We'll have to see. I also wanted to welcome my friend Peter Blake this morning.
Happy Saturday. How you guys doing?
Happy Saturday. Last week, Lynn and I went to Average Joe's Sports Bar to hear Peter do his show live, and it was much fun.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the support.
So, yeah.
As always.
It's like a mutual admiration society.
It is. I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we did the walk. It was very interesting. Oh, I also have to shout out. We now have listeners in Canada.
Winnipeg and Montreal.
Winnipeg. Whoa. And Montreal. Whoa. So who are we shouting out to, Lynn? Who are these people?
Oh, to Bernie and Carolyn.
So Bernie and Carolyn, we hope that you're tuning in today. Bernie and Carolyn are some friends of Lynn's from Canada. And they're coming down to visit Lynn in a couple months, and they can't wait to meet me.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
It's going to be very much fun.
I'm staying at Linda's. You can have her.
It'll all be good. Okay, so let's get down to business here. You know that we're dedicating it each week. We're dedicating the show to someone. And this week I'm dedicating the show to Paul Pollitt. I hate to say it, but... Paul made his transition a couple of weeks ago, and Paul was in my support group for many years. And I got to tell you a story about Paul. Paul used to come to my support group. His wife was in a community. She has Alzheimer's. And he would come to the support groups. I remember him coming to the support group one day and saying to me, oh, she has a boyfriend now in the community where she lived.
Because she had Alzheimer's?
Yeah. And I remember thinking at the time, what a big man. That would be able to, you know, deal with that. Because sometimes I would go there and he'd be holding her hand on one side and the boyfriend would be holding her hand on the other side. So one day during one of the support groups, he says to me, Linda, did you ever hear that song, King of the Road? Oh, I hear it right now. I said, yeah, Paul, I heard that song, King of the Road. He said, well, I have to tell you, when that song came out, my wife wrote a song called Queen of the House. He said, and we were too young, we really didn't realize what the rules were or whatever, and they sent the song to Nashville, and somebody else made the song. And he said, but if I could ever hear that song, Queen of the House, again, you know, it would be so cool. So it took me a while searching, and after about 3 months, I get the perfect 45 record in the mail. I'm like, what am I gonna do with this? So I brought it to a guy, made it into a CD. I went to the community where his wife lived, and And I talked to the administrators there, because the only time his wife was still hooking up with him, making that connection with him, was when the music man would come. Comes twice a month to the community to play music. So what we did is we contacted his family, his children, and they sent us all photos of them around the age that they made the song. And we put it in a shadow box with the record and everything. And now we come, it's the day of the music. And his family is there and everything. And his wife was just sitting there with her head down, and the music was playing. It was one of those days she still wasn't connecting with him. And all of a sudden, the music man says, "Does anybody have a request?" So, of course, our plant says, "How about King of the Road?" And they play King of the Road, and it's kind of cool, you know. Some people remember it, some people don't. And then when it was over, he said, "Any other requests?" And this was God speaking, because he said, "If I could just hear Queen of the House." And bang, the song came on. And his wife raised her head and got up and danced the most beautiful dance you could ever see. And then we gave them the shadow box, and all the people that lived there were like, "Oh, you made a record." You know, it was like, and her kids were like, "That's your song, Mom." It was just so awesome. So awesome. And Paul just loved her so, so very much. In fact, it was funny when the dance was over, Paul came over and he gave me a big hug. And one of the girls said that one of the girls in the community said, "She might have Alzheimer's, but she just gave you dagger looks, Linda." And he brought me over and he said, "I want you to meet my wife." And she was just kind of like talking jibber jabber. But then all of a sudden she just stopped and she looked at me and she said, "Thank you, I love you." And I was like, "Oh."
I got goosebumps, Lenny, look.
Yeah. So Paul is now in heaven, and
his wife's still alive,
still here. Wow. Being very well taken care of. They have a wonderful family, a bunch of kids that are right in the area that love her very much. So Paul, if you're listening, this show is dedicated to you.
And he is.
You're a special man. A special man. So Catherine, let's chat. What do we want to chat about today?
Oh my gosh, you know, I worked on a dementia ward for about 13 years.
God
and
bless you.
It was like the most beautiful experience that I ever had.
That's how Catherine is. She's special.
I think so.
I mean, my patients never needed medications while I was on, because I was part of the family and everyone relaxed and just felt really good. As a matter of fact, family members would come and they'd be like, "This is the first time my loved one doesn't want to leave." And so we know that they're happy here. But, you know, we used to laugh so much. We used to have so much fun together. And, you know, all
you
of...
You got to roll with it. You just got to roll with it.
But they rolled with it with me. And so we weren't laughing, you know,
dance.
It was. We were playful. We would have so much fun together, and there was just so much love. They would make room in their bed every single night for me. And they'd be like, "Come on, come with me." So, you know, so the whole, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, and everything just really touches my heart in so many ways. And, you know, I was able to help so many family members, because that's the family has the hardest time.
Right.
And I think that's what really started my counseling. You know, as a nurse, I, you know, then transformed and got numerous degrees so I could go into counseling and help with grief and that loss. But I was able to help family members see things in such a different light.
Right.
And we talked about having, you know, when they discover and all of a sudden they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you know, I was able to help family members through that as well, to be able to see that they still could love.
Right.
And it wasn't, you know, they
didn't take anything away from them.
Exactly. Yes.
In fact, maybe it even added something for them.
Yes. Yes. Because they had such a beautiful relationship with their spouse that all they knew was love.
Right.
So to be able to hold someone's hand again and think it was, you know, the other person.
Oh, I got to tell my other story.
You got another story?
Yeah, there was this gentleman that used to come to my support group, and his wife was in a community. And he calls me up one day and he says, "It's over." I thought she passed away. And he said, no, Linda. He said, I went to see her a couple of days ago, and she said, I don't know you. I don't like you. Don't come near me. You know, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I heard this could happen, Linda, but not to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happened the second day and the third day, and then the people in the community said, well, maybe you shouldn't come back for a while. So I meet her for lunch. What could we do? Cry. He calls me like a couple of weeks later. He goes, I have the best news in the world. I'm like, lay it on me. He said, I've been laying in bed at night, every night, Linda, trying to figure out a solution. What kind of solution? He said, and all I kept hearing was your voice in my head saying, go into her world. She can't go into yours. Mm-hmm. Go into. The guy had a full head of white hair. The next morning, he went to the salon. He had it dyed black. He cut into a crew cut like he wore in the day.
Mm-hmm.
He went and bought himself blue jeans and a white T-shirt. And he found the surface cross that she gave him when they were 22 years old.
Oh.
And now he's her boyfriend.
Oh.
Is that so cool? And what a risk he took, too.
Yes, exactly.
All your hair grows back.
But, you know, I mean, she might not have still accepted him or whatever. And how he loved her so much to figure that out. What? And he looks so darn cute, I got to tell you. But, you know, and that's with this terrible disease. And with dealing with our loved ones, you got to take it day to day. And what something might work today doesn't work tomorrow. But if it works for today, it's a good day.
Exactly.
So that's like why the person with Alzheimer's gets scared when they see themselves in the mirror.
Because they don't recognize themselves. They don't recognize. Who's that old guy?
Or sometimes they think it's a parent. They'll look in the mirror and say, oh, mama.
Right.
You know,
especially if they look similar to their parents.
Exactly. Yeah. So it can be a beautiful experience, too, when they look in the mirror. So you just kind of, again, you have to figure out how to shift it. And, you know, family pictures help.
Yeah.
And things like that, because then you know who they resemble as they age.
And this is what I tell people, too, and this is something that doesn't work all the time, but it does work a lot of times. When it gets to the point where your loved one is starting to starting to forget your name, et cetera. If you wear a picture of yourself when you were younger on your shirt, lots of times they can make that connection and they can see it. And, and once again, it doesn't work forever, but it works for longer.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? When it gets to the point they forget your name, whatever, who cares? It's just a name.
Mm.
It's just a name. Because your hug is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
Your love is still the same. It's just a name.
Yeah, but people need people like you, Catherine, to tell them that because it can be hurtful. It can hurt.
Right. And I think the biggest thing is the support. And I mean, Linda, you've done such an amazing job to help support caregivers. But family need that support. Their loved one is being taken care of, and they really need to look at themselves and say, okay, what do I need with this?
Well, when I say to caregivers sometimes, do you realize you're grieving already? They go,
yeah.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah.
Because they are.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Grieving the way it should have been. You know.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's through death or through an illness or a dis-ease that, you know, we have losses.
And you know what happens too, which is the, listen to me guys out here when I'm talking to you.
Uh-oh.
Caregivers get isolated. It's
getting bossy.
Excuse me. Caregivers get isolated. You need to share with a caregiver support group, with your church, with a counselor, with somebody. Because I can't tell you how many people I see, and it's the person who's being cared for and the caregiver, and that's it, and it's just the two of them, and I don't know who's more depressed than the other.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that are lovely, and they're laughing all day, and they're getting it. But that's not the majority.
Right.
That's not the majority.
And especially if you're a family, you know, if it is your loved one, you know, not just a paid caregiver out there where they go through their own issues dealing with illnesses and diseases, but family members that come and visit and say, oh my gosh, they don't remember me. They, you know, why should I bother and everything else? They're the ones that need the counseling and support.
Well, because sometimes they just stop coming.
Yes, they
because
do.
Because it's too tough for them.
And then there's guilt.
How sad is that?
But then they're experiencing guilt and all these other issues that come into play.
Yeah.
So again, you know, you need to reach out for some kind of support and to recognize that very quickly.
You're listening? Because I'm telling you, I think guilt is the middle name of many caregivers.
It's the middle name of many women.
Yeah,
us girls. Woo!
Well, we're supposed to take care of it all. Oh, figure it out.
Yeah.
And there are certain things you can figure it out, but it's a whole different way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's looking at a whole different way to look at it.
Yeah. No, it is.
So. And once again, you know, if the caregiver is burned out, you can't help anybody else. You know you can't help anybody else. And what's going to happen is you're going to miss the joyful parts.
Because they are. They're still present. They are still there. And, you know, again, as Linda said, not a lot of people are laughing. I had, you know, a beautiful daughter who'd come and visit her mom all the time. And she was able to laugh with her mom. And her mom would laugh with her because her mom recognized that she was doing silly stuff. And her daughter was just laughing with her, and they would have a blast together. You know, and there's different levels of the dementia, too. You know, sometimes as people progress, then they have the sundowners and, you know, other issues that unfold with it. But if you can just go with the flow and just recognize that, hey, this is just another thing that came into our life. And to be able,
you know what, I would stand on my head to make my mother laugh. you know it. Mm-hmm. And my mom had some mild dementia compared to most people that we deal with. But sometimes I just wouldn't want to make her laugh. And I remember my brother-in-law, Stephanie's husband, his name is Chip. So I would want my mother to laugh. So I'd say, hey, Mom, did you talk to Stephanie and Pretzel? And my mother would be like, what? What are you talking about? I said, you know, that guy Pretzel? And she'd be like, oh, Linda, you can't remember his name. I remembered his name, but who cares? It made her laugh. She thought it was funny every single time I said it. Oh. So I would just say it just to, you know, just to have a laugh.
Yes, exactly.
Because caregivers, you know, and you hear me say this all the time, guys. Caregivers come to the support groups. Their loved ones pass away. They come back. And their biggest regret is they were too task-orientated. That they were so worrying about all that other nonsense, they didn't spend any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. Taking care of business.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Can never get that back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I help with that too. I do offer grief counseling and things like that. I'm a reverend in a church, and so I counsel a lot of people that are dealing with grief. I just did some memorial services just this past week, and it was really beautiful. Also, I'm a intuitive as well, and I don't know if this sounds scary or whatever, but
people
who pass come to me and they tell me what they want. And it was interesting, the gentleman who had passed, it was like the most beautiful ceremony I ever saw. There was angels at each side of the door in the back of the church, and literally Jesus was in the middle of the aisle holding his hand out for the gentleman. And he was standing behind the flowers, and he goes, I'm not leaving. He kept telling me, I'm up on the altar. And he's telling me, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere until I know that my wife is going to be taken care of by all of you. You're going to make her have fun, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And so I was going through this whole conversation with him while I'm doing the service. So it was quite interesting.
You're very funny.
I know, I am funny.
You know, Catherine married Carol and Johnny.
Oh, did you? Well, I was at that wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I knew I recognized
with
you.
With my husband.
Yes. Yeah.
How many years ago was that and you recognized me?
No, I do. Know. Yes, now go. I remember.
There you go.
Yeah, so another thing that I do, I help people with relationships, and I do divine marriages.
Do you find men for women?
Yes, I do, and very good success with that.
Well,
yes.
I'm sitting over here.
Well, we have to do some work to allow that man to come into your life first. Yeah,
I gotta do work.
You know the wall you keep crashing into? That's that wall that you have built up around you. So a part of you is trying to break through that wall.
You think?
Oh, I know. That's exactly what you're doing. So you're trying really hard to break through the wall, and then the other part of you...
I think it's really thick concrete.
Well, beyond that, you have the metal of the car protecting you.
There you go. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So we'll have to have a conversation about that off air.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I don't know.
yeah, we're going to get ready. we have about another minute before we go to our wonderful partners. So think about what we're talking about today, caregivers. There is joy in every caregiving journey if you just look for it. If you just keep your mind open that it's there and talk to other people that have already found that joy, and maybe they can even just help direct you.
Exactly.
Because you don't know what to do sometimes.
And we just have to remember that everything in life comes for us, as harsh as it may seem, but it does. It comes for us to
not
help.
Not to us.
Not to us. It helps us grow inside in aspects that we need to heal and work on within ourselves. So every relationship is showing us something that we need to transform, or it glorifies the greatness of who we are. So.
Amen.
Because I'm perfect, so it doesn't.
It is. You are perfect. All right, guys, we need to go. Now that Perfect Lynn is sitting next to me, we need to go to our wonderful partners, because you know what? If we don't hear from our partners, you won't be hearing from me. So don't go away. Come back. We'll be back in a few minutes. Love you guys.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
Because that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, method, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation.
This is recording.
Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
That's what friends are for.
That's right, caregivers. You need to think about that. You got to take care of yourselves. You got to find the joy in the journey. We're talking about our lives here. We're talking about the most important relationships we have. If any of you guys have a question or a comment, you can call in at 727-441-3000 or toll free at 1-866-826-1340. So if you want to call in, if you have a question or a comment, please do that. So Catherine, I really want to talk a little bit more about caregiver stress.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you need to drink water, eat really healthy food.
Yeah.
And as you know, Linda, one of my other little titles, I am a nutritionist
as
well.
She does everything, Lenny.
Yes,
she does.
And it plays such an important role, the food that we put in our body, the water that we drink, and that really can set you up to be able to handle everything that comes your way if you're putting the proper food into your body.
Right.
And so...
And if you eat a lot of the proper foods, then you don't need as many medications. That's one of my pet peeves.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a pill.
Well, every single time you take a pill, after you take them for a while, there's a side effect, and
right.
you have to have another pill to handle the side effects, and it becomes
a huge mountain.
I love
they say on the commercial, don't take it if you're allergic to it. Well, how do you know if you're allergic to it if you never took it before?
How about the side effects? Oh, it
oh,
may
you
cause,
might die.
Yes, it may cause death.
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
And I love having the runs. And heartburn and everything.
You know, and as a nurse, I used to assist doctors in doctors' offices, and people would sit there and say, I just saw this on TV and I want this. And it's like, well, what part didn't you see? You know, they show this couple swinging and in love.
Right.
While they're listing all the side effects, did you hear any of those?
No.
Because
I do that for a reason.
It goes right over your head. And it's
well,
like,
in the drugstore, when you get a prescription, they give you a page. And I throw it out before I get home. It goes right in the garbage, which is, I don't read them.
Well, I mean, literally, I mean, food should be our medicine, not, you know, medicine our healer. So we need to look at things in a different avenue, and that's taking responsibility again for your own health.
Right.
And, you know, so I offer nutrition consults. I believe in certain products out there that work really well. There's aloe vera. Is absolutely amazing. It has the mannose of breast milk. Breast milk is 90% mannose, and that's what gives the
baby.
Yes, and that's what gives the baby all its its cells to help it communicate. And I've been dealing in this one product since 1997. I was on the Lupus Foundation. I was the Defeat Diabetes Nurse Educator. I've been on all different types of boards. And so I dealt with a lot of people with a lot of issues, fibromyalgia, you know, high blood pressure, lupus, and everything else. And by feeding the body what it needs, this this aloe vera specific product that I deal with, they're not all the same out there. And so you need to be, you know, because some of the products are made with synthetic emulsifiers and things like that.
Like anything you buy, like your vitamins, like you got to be careful. You have to know where you're buying it from and what you're buying.
Exactly.
You know, but there are, you know what I always say, too, because you guys know I go to the chiropractor twice a week. I go for acupuncture if I need it. If your body's working, this stuff doesn't happen, you know, so... You need to take care of it because I love people. They take care of their cars, they take care of their houses, they take care of everything, and they don't take care of themselves.
No, and that's so important if you're a caregiver. You know, emotionally, spiritually, physically, you've got to do all three of those things in order for you to have the strength to be able to do everything that you need.
Don't be looking at me.
I'm looking at Lynn. When she took care of her husband, she got really sick.
I'm sure.
Really?
I lost 50 pounds.
50 pounds, and she didn't have 50 pounds to lose.
Mm.
And, yeah, it was tough. It's tough. And you know what it is, caregivers, too? It's not just your job.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's not just your job.
And it's hard. If we're givers... We have to look at ourselves why we are givers, because it's twofold. A part is that, you know, we enjoy giving and it makes us feel good. But on the other part of that, there's a part of you that feels less than, that you don't deserve to take care of, to be taken care of. So you got to look at both. You got to look at yourself.
Don't you think a lot of women are that way?
Well, yeah. Because we feel like we have to give, and then all of a sudden we have a meltdown where we haven't been emotionally supported, because usually it becomes, you know, an emotional thing. And then we start looking outside ourselves again. We never look within. And that's one of the beautiful gifts that that I've been blessed with, is to be able to help lift the veils so you can really see yourself and see why you're experiencing certain things in your life and why you feel a certain way, and help you feel the strength that you truly are.
I mean, who doesn't want to feel good? Who doesn't want to feel good?
Right, but we just don't know how. We're not taught that. No one teaches us that in school, how to feel good.
No, when we were growing up, even my mother, like, oh, no, my father got the end cut of the roast beef. Everybody, you know, he got... And he was such an easy guy. He would have taken the middle.
Mm.
But no, the men, you know, and that's the way we were raised.
Wow.
It was different. Now nobody even sits down for dinner.
That's worse.
Yeah, it's a whole nother.
Oh, gosh, that's another whole thing. I mean, when my kids were growing up, we were the only family that had a sit-down dinner.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we had to be home by 5:30.
No, I mean when I raised my kids. But when I was growing up myself, we had to be home 5 o'clock for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, you had to come home, and you did, and you enjoyed that, even though my brother spilled milk every night, and my father would call him a knucklehead. It was like kind of like the family tradition of the milk all over the table. But, you know, my brother was looking for attention, so maybe if my dad had looked at it in a different avenue, that would have helped him.
Catherine and I actually... We're both from Long Island. We went to rival high schools. We found out one day having a conversation.
Yeah, and Linda went to school with my cousins.
Yeah.
And
so I went to Maria Regina, and you went to Holy Trinity, right?
Well,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another Catholic girl.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Raised Catholic. I love I love religions. My degree in theology handled all different spiritual teachings and religions because I think everything has a place. As long as you can believe in something, then life is good.
There's a ton of good stuff that I love because I speak at all different churches and temples or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just love seeing the different flavors. You know, it's all a bunch of people that want to do the right thing, that want to worship together, that want to, you know. And I love going to the different churches and seeing all the different stuff.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, all the different traditions and everything. And what it comes down to is love, right?
Yeah.
Every single spiritual teaching, religion's all about love.
Right.
And we're all trying to be that love.
Yeah. So. Well, that's what I say all the, you know what I say all the time. We're all the same Shemos.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely the same Shemos. What do we want? We want to be loved. We want a roof over our head. We want our health, you know. We may have different hobbies or interests or whatever, but basically, we're exactly the same. And when you realize that, your relationships are so much more enriched. You're just easier. It's easier to just to have a conversation with people when you realize we're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It
takes out the judgment, right?
Yeah,
Christian, or the comparison.
Yeah.
Like how we talked about how you guys kind of met. You were a little jealous, I think,
yeah,
Linda.
Yeah,
because
I was a big pregnant old lady, and
right.
She looked so hot. And you know, I remember one time I used to run this professional women's networking organization, and one day a lady came in who was an astrologer, and I thought, this is a business women's group. I don't really know, you know. But I don't really know.
Very judgmental.
Oh, my God. It was terrible. And I remember leaving the meeting that day and driving home. And all of a sudden, I was like, who the heck are you, Linda Sue? And I went home and gave myself a punishment. You know me, Catherine. And I wrote down 300 times, I will not judge anyone.
Mm.
And then I had a little ceremony at the beach. I, like, burned it and stuff.
Well, I tell you, then, your affirmation, my favorite line is, let others be. Who they are.
I am who I am, and I'll allow others to be who they are.
Yeah.
And that is such a big thing.
And when I opened that door after that, I was meeting amazing people. I always meet amazing people. But when you let down that judgment, when you realize we're all basically the same, it just opens up so many. I always say, just be open to the possibilities.
Oh, yeah, because you just never know.
No.
It could end up being a friendship for, like, you know, 70 years.
You never know.
And, yeah, because... It's life is funny that way, and it's amazing. So if we let go of all those preconceived ideas and judgments and how we think it should be or shouldn't be.
And what we think the other person should do or shouldn't
do. Yes, exactly.
I mean, who am I?
Yeah, and I think dementia really teaches you that. What a beautiful teacher.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to go with the flow. You have no control. And I think that's the hardest problem. That somebody
you can't fix it.
Exactly. And, you know, we all have all these different control issues that, you know, we have to be able to solve this, or it has to be my way, or to do it this way. And to be open and receptive to infinite possibilities.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That opens the door.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I moved to New York, well, because I was brought up, we were all WASPs, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. And I moved to New York. And I chose my friends according to, well, Mary was Puerto Rican, Ellen was Jewish, because I liked their food.
Linda was mean.
So I had, all my friends were, what are they serving for dinner?
So you a Taurus?
No, I'm a Gemini.
Really? Because usually the Taurus are the foodies of the zodiac.
Oh, no, I love food.
Yeah, but, you know, that's why I always say be open to the possibilities. And another thing, and this is something I tell my grandchildren all the time, only hang out with people that celebrate you.
That's the best.
You hear me out there? So if you got somebody, and I don't even care if it's your family, and they're whining to you about you're not doing such a good caregiving job, or you should be doing that, or you should be, you know what? Try to have a little distance there. Because I see caregivers getting beat down by their own families and friends that are not in your shoes, caregivers, that are not in your house, doing what you're doing every single day, taking care of your loved one, and somebody else is telling you how you should do it or how you shouldn't do it or how you, you know.
Or you're having marital problems.
Yeah.
When.
Yeah, that's what her husband's kids said to her.
Wow. Yeah, and
he's suffering from dementia, and they're saying she's having, you know, because people don't get it.
Well, he had frontal lobe, so that's a
yeah, that's a whole nother ball game.
Yeah, that certainly is.
That's a whole nother ball game. And in fact, we just
oh my goodness,
I couldn't believe it. There was a woman that came into my support group a couple months ago, and she told me her husband has frontal temple lobe dementia, and he's frisky with everybody. And she said one night, the doorbell rings and there's a woman at the door and she says, I'm here for margaritas. And she goes, come on in. She goes, Jack, you got a friend here. Whatever her husband's name. She said, I got to make the best. The lady didn't know, you know, whatever. Well, it turns out today we meet her husband at the Alzheimer's walk. I didn't realize he was her husband at first. Lynn and I are sitting over and this guy comes over to us and says, what'd he say?
Thank you for making the world a better place. You are so beautiful.
Aww.
And then he was asking you if you were married.
Yeah. He says, I bet you're married. And your eyes are just lovely. And I'm just getting redder and redder. So then I walked away because Linda's standing there. And this lady says to me, I see you met my husband. I said, oh, didn't know he was married. I mean...
But God bless her. She handled it really handled well. She handled it with a joke, you know?
But when it happened with me, I was like, a little taken aback.
Yeah.
My husband said, well, I said, Jack, you can't tell someone they have lovely breasts. He says, I tell all the girls that. I said, you didn't tell me.
But see, you know what? It's good because we have to go to our partners in a minute. But one last word. It's good to hear us talking about this, ladies, because many women are taking care of their husbands, and some of those behaviors are happening, and you're embarrassed, or you think it's only you. And you're very hurt because you've been married for 60 years and this kind of stuff is going on. It's part of the disease and you need that education.
That lady today was fabulous.
Yeah, she was fabulous. All right, let's go to our partners and don't go away. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
One of my most favorite places in the world is Arden Courts of Seminole. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart every time I go in there and see how joyful the residents are. So give a call to Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. You'll be glad you did.
You can also call them at their Largo location, 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411. Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Just call 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, Answers to the Questions You Didn't Know You Needed to Ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
You better tell me it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. When those horns come, you know it's time to hear Lynn.
Okay. On November 1st, from noon to 1 p.m., Empath Health is giving a seminar at Dunedin Public Library on living wills and dementia. It is intended for those concerned about a future dementia diagnosis or those caring for others in the early stages of dementia. For more information, call Tracy or Christner at 727-536-7364. That's 727-536-7364.
Remember, knowledge is power.
Then on Wednesday, November 8th, from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., Lifestyles After 50 is sponsoring a free day at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. This is a $15 value. Parking is $3. There will be coffee and goodies and door prizes. For more information, call 727-894-1052. That's 727-894-1052.
Coffee, goodies,
door prizes. Swag.
Wow, we love swag, man.
And then Arden Courts of Seminole is offering free memory screenings on the third Friday of every month from 1 to 4 p.m. If you're worried about a loved one, you can make an appointment by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800. And then if you have a loved one who you think is ready or almost ready to be placed in a memory care community, please call Arden Courts for more information regarding educational events, support groups, or to speak with a dementia specialist. For the Seminole location, call 727-517-7800 or Largo, 727-559-8411.
We love Arden Courts.
We do.
Good place to be.
Mm-hmm.
So caregivers, we had a lot of information on this show today. What do you want to wrap it up with, Catherine?
I guess the biggest thing that I learned from dealing with family members was that it's okay to place your loved one in a community, because that is one dis-ease that is a 24/7 caregiving thing, and you can't do it. You just can't do it all by yourself and stay healthy at the same time. And if anyone would like a consult for nutrition or for any of the stages that you're going through, you can reach me at 727-776-1958. Just give me a call, and we can talk and see where to go from
there. Give us that number one more time, please.
727-776-1958.
And, guys, she is an angel. She really is an angel. She's been an angel in my life, and we laugh a lot, too, which is a really good thing. You're very blessed to be surrounded by people that want to make a difference in our community. I'm very blessed to be surrounded by people that laugh, you know, and know how to have a good time and know how to just laugh at ourselves, because we're, like, so funny. You know it.
It keeps you young.
It does.
They say it's the endorphins.
So good. It makes you feel so good.
Yeah.
You know, definitely the older I get, the smarter I get.
Oh, so that's what she said.
Yeah.
God, you have a troublemaker with you here today.
I got a friend.
I okay. had to say it.
It's worth a laugh.
You must be.
I lost the whole train.
You're like, wait a second. Yeah. I was getting winks.
Yeah, I wonder.
No, just teasing.
But anyway, so laugh. Oh, I know what I was saying. As I get older, I get smarter. You know, sometimes I used to like be in a bad mood and be crabby about something. It takes like so much energy to do that. You know, like it takes so much energy to be mad. It takes so much energy to, you know, frown. Or I was upset with somebody this week. And I was a little angry for a couple days. And
finally,
I was like, just get over it, Linda. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's not going to make me feel any better. It's not going to make the other person feel better.
No, because they don't even know.
Yeah, like what the
heck? And it aged you. I saw you that day, and I went, oh, my goodness. And the next day, she said, I had my 24-hour pity party, and now I'm fine, and you were back to your young, spry self again.
Well, and that's honoring your feelings, too. And that's one thing that we don't allow in our society, that we have to honor when we do feel angry towards mm-hmm. someone or something, and then be able to let it go.
Yeah.
That's
let
the biggest.
Let it go.
Let it go. But we also have to honor that we are emotional beings and that we have a right to feel certain things.
Yeah.
She's very good at that.
Just not for a long period of time.
Right. I mean, yeah. Don't do it more
don't
than.
Don't go in the hole. Don't go in the rabbit hole. That's not good.
Right.
Oh, so, okay, guys, you all know a caregiver out there. Go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and nominate a caregiver. We're going to have a winner the week after next. We have 8 hours of respite care from Assisting Hands or Maria's Adult Daycare or Arden Courts, and we have some massage and haircuts and a whole bunch of good stuff. So just go to Connecting Caregivers Radio and nominate somebody. And thanks so much for joining us today. You know how much I appreciate it and how much I love you guys. Like our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers Radio. Look forward to spending time with you next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Well, nothing's going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your dark. Got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and